An international PhD student is facing deportation after his relationship with his supervisor broke down. Prithwish Sain, a chemistry student at Waikato University, has spent more than $200,000 on his studies here. He was due to finish by the end of this year, but his enrolment has been terminated following a, quote, complete relationship breakdown with his PhD supervisor. Emma Hatton has more on this.
Well, the issues Prithwish Sain has with his supervisor have been going on for about 2 years. He raised concerns with student services at the university in August last year. Now, he said his supervisor had been verbally harassing him and had been misusing his research data. So he said he'd been sharing it with other students without his permission and withholding data he needed to complete his studies. Now, emails to student services show he was worried about making a formal complaint. He was concerned it could lead to his enrolment being compromised. Mediation was suggested at that time, but it was never set up. Now, in February of this year, he emailed his supervisor, the dean, and the vice-chancellor of the university, laying out all his concerns. And 1 month later, he is told by the dean of the graduate school that his supervisor, and this is in response to Mr. Sain's concerns, no longer feels able to continue supervising him. And because all students must have a supervisor, there is no choice but to end his enrolment.
So what about the concerns he raised to do with his supervisor?
Well, the university is still investigating them. This is despite already making the decision to end his enrolment. RNZ asked the university how it could go ahead with the termination without knowing if there was any validity to the complaints, and we were told that the two issues were separate. They had their own separate processes that were being worked through, and that the case was very complex. Now, Mr. Sain had provided the university with a privacy waiver so that RNZ could ask for the university's side of the story, but it still said it could not provide any comments with the investigation still underway. That is, other to say that the situation was complex and that it had worked hard with Mr. Sain to try and help him and that it had acted fairly throughout this process.
What happens next?
Well, Mr. Sain has legal representation and he will appeal the decision. The argument will be that the clause that enables the university to terminate an enrolment if it doesn't have the staffing capacity does not apply to deliberate withdrawals, so it only should apply to genuine resource constraints. The argument says it is clear Mr. Sain is facing retribution because of raising these concerns, and the argument also says that without a full and impartial investigation into those complaints, the university has identified Mr. Sain as the cause of the relationship breakdown, and it has allowed other academic staff who could have supervised him to refuse their supervision on personal grounds. And now this includes staff at another university which Mr. Sain tried to transfer to. If his appeal is unsuccessful, though, his enrolment will end on July the 31st, and because he is here on a student visa, he will need to leave the country without his PhD qualification.